I remember that the women used to take some of that bluing and put it in their hair. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And they'd go to church and they'd all have
that's right.
Little blue heads.
Yeah. That was the big social event.
Protracted church meetings.
Yeah, that's what they call revivals. And the country preacher would get up there and he'd preach hellfire and damnation. And outside, the boys would be playing pranks and looking through the windows and aggravating the preacher to death. And after he got through preaching the Bible to us, he'd go up and down the aisle and telling us what was going to happen if we didn't give our souls to Christ. And all of us little kids would come stringing up there and give our souls to Christ to be saved.
And were you baptized?
Oh, yes. The baptism was a big event.
Now, where did the baptisms take place?
In a creek, near Yosemite.
In a creek?
In a little creek. And I don't remember them doing anything particular to the boys, but to the girls, they had to keep their dresses down. And so they'd pin their dresses to their bloomers, and then we'd all wade in that deep water and wait for our times to be ducked. And I remember one boy ahead of me came up strangled and puffing water like heck, and I got tickled. And when the time come for the preacher to duck me, he said, "Remember, this is for the Lord." And then we all went stringing out, and the mothers would be there with towels to dry us off, and then we'd go home and live Christian life for 24 hours.
Well, what is your faith now?
Oh, I think that my nature drives, driving through the park and through the woods. When I was a child, I rode horseback through woods, and I noticed that everything started just to like. And that even a leaf, and when it was formed and developed into a teenage leaf, to a maturity leaf, to a leaf of twilight time.
And death.
Death. And to my way of thinking, that leaf and people and animals all deteriorate and become dust or whatever to keep creation going. And I think creation is happening all the time.
Do you have a favorite memory?
Well, I have a lot of favorite memories. I have a favorite when you were put in my arms for the first time. And I have memories of you sitting in the chair, having your picture made with your daddy on the day you graduated. And I can say this, that you have been the most wonderful daughter anybody could ever have. You have never given me a problem as far as discipline or bad habits. Your father and I always told you that we'd make every endeavor for you to enjoy the good things, the decent things. And I love you.
And I love you. And I don't know, but I want you to know that I respect you. You've been a wonderful mother, a marvelous role model, and for my sons, a wonderful, wonderful grandmother.
Thank you, honey. I hope I deserve all you said.
You do. And thank you for my life. Well, I love you.
And thank you for enriching my life. And oh, how your daddy did love you, how Grandpa, how Jack, your grandfather, and Uncle Harold.
I guess I've really been blessed with a loving family.
You have been blessed with love.